You are listening to History on Tap, a podcast project for the class of 2022 at Loyola High School, AP World History Period 1. This podcast was created by Jack Shoemaker, Braden Raleigh, Henry Stickler, and Parker Jones. In today's episode, Globalization, the Industrial Revolution, and International Plagues, an in-depth analysis of how radical innovations and changes during the 19th century affect coronavirus and its spread.
At the time of the Industrial Revolution, multiple inventions were being developed and utilized to allow for greater production and faster travel. These advancements allowed the world population to grow and urbanize. But these advancements created issues that affect us even today. The effect that the Industrial Revolution had on travel and global interactions allows diseases like COVID-19 to affect us even today. During 1600 to 1800, trade was at an all-time high. European nations were rapidly expanding their control and began to expand and develop. However, there began to be a plateau of expansion for these countries. Ships could only go so fast, and camels or horses were the best overland transport available. Then, in 1698, there came along the steam engine, or the savory engine. By using water heated by coal, people could use the pleasure it generated to create energy in their factories. As argued by the Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, of all the fossil fuel forces, coal is the least expensive for its energy content and is a major factor in the cost of electricity in the United States. These steam engines were much more useful to factories and could support massive hulking tons of machinery. The steam engine was then modified to accommodate large transport vehicles, commonly known as trains. Trains drastically altered the impact on trade and were one of the first ways to transport bulk goods through overland routes. By using this exciting form of travel, a massive amount of materials could flow continuously into undeveloped areas in the United States and England and delivered the world into an era of urban environments and massive production.
Another invention was steamboat engines. As another invention of savory engine, the oceans were no longer the masters of traders. In the traditional world of trade routes, merchants were forced to plan their paths based upon the monsoon winds. Monsoon winds were seasonal gusts of wind caused by reoccurring typhoons that affected Asia and Africa. After the invention of the steamboat, merchants were no longer reliant on the changing of the seasons and allowed for continuous worldwide trade throughout the world. This led to the rise of globalization. The Peterson Institute says, "Globalization is the word used to describe the growing interdependence of the world's economies, cultures, and populations, brought about by cross-border trade in goods and services, technology, and flows of investments, people, and information." Although the term globalization came to fruition during the Cold War, it has been in progress for over 200 years. With globalization comes many virtues, such as expedited trade and increased national connection. This has also allowed to a multitude of issues, such as the spread of disease.
In modern times, the globalization of trade affects the spread of viruses like COVID-19. However, this is not a modern occurrence, and in similar epidemics, like the Black Plague, have flourished through the use of trade routes. One example is how the spread of the Black Plague was facilitated by more ancient trade routes, such as the Silk Road. As stated by a research team on how pandemics and viruses, globalization is by no means a new phenomenon. transcontinental trade and the movement of people date back at least 2,000 years to the era of the ancient Silk Road trade route. The global spread of the infectious disease has followed a parallel course. Some historians say that history repeats itself, and in this case, it's painfully true. As a result, a disease like the Black Plague is spread through trade and the travel that comes along with it. This can be known as Old World infection. The Silk Road and Black Death infection map remain very similar, originating in the East and slowly moving westward. In pre-industrial eras, urban centers were much more stunted and generally general sizes of 100,000 for the largest urban areas. And a lack of understanding of diseases was the general consensus among researchers studying the reason this horrid disease was able to exterminate 50 million. The time scale varies in the countryside. It took about 40 days for realization to dawn in most towns with a few thousand inhabitants, 6 to 7 weeks in the cities with over 10,000 inhabitants, about 7 weeks, and in the few metropolises with over 100,000 inhabitants, as much as 8 weeks. As previously stated, until recent generational ignorance was to blame for this outbreak, along with large trade patterns. However, after witnessing the outbreak of SARS in 2005, and the much more potent COVID-19 in this year of our Lord 2020, it seems that globalization is an equal culprit for such an outbreak. But how does coronavirus behave like the Black Death, and what does globalism have to do with it?
Like the Black Death, coronavirus began in Asia, and more specifically China. Even though the Silk Road has long since been abolished, China remains a major manufacturer of goods and resources that many nations require to function. Consequently, travel to and from China is of high value. China, which, for the record, possesses 2/9 of the world's 9 billion humans, is known as the epicenter of this disease. But this virus was not contained to just Asia. Coronavirus is currently spread to every continent except Antarctica, and has killed 404,396 people as of June 9th, 2020, as reported by the World Health Organization. As it is clearly evident, COVID-19 has currently had a much lower mortality rate due to modern medical advancements, but the infection statistics, currently at 7,039,918, are astronomical regarding what was expected of a disease with this infection rate. Similar diseases, like the flu or the common cold, have much higher infection rates, but at a minuscule death rate, they are overshadowed by coronavirus's 2% chance. Some modern conveniences the human race has become accustomed to has also accelerated infections, such as super-speed jet travel that allows multiple transatlantic flights a day. Another culprit to such a large infection can be the growing urban centers. It has been shown in WHO reports that urban centers have an increase of cases, and not solely due to the increased population, but also because of the close proximity people now live to each other in apartment complexes and townhouses. It could and still can be way worse. Even in this era of globalization, the spectacular advances of modern medicine have safeguarded thousands of Americans from dying of COVID-19. With technology like ventilators and masks designed to prevent the spread of contagion, we are fortunate to live in a world that has progressed in such a way that we and our families can know that we are in a place that remains a little bit safer with every scientific breakthrough. However, we can never forget those who are not as lucky and support those who are working ceaselessly to prevent further death. Historians say that history has a tendency to repeat itself. So please, do your part to ensure that the Black Death, or something like it, never occurs again. This has been History on Tap. Thank you for watching.